Streaming on WRJN, sponsored by the UW Organ and Tissue Donation Center. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. This is getaway day for many Thanksgiving travelers, but the going could be rough if you're flying American Airlines through Charlotte Douglas International. Contract workers who clean planes and provide other services for American are on strike there. They want a raise.
We need better working conditions. We need to be treated fairly because, you know, it's like we love our job, but we can't make it on this, what we are paying now. We can't make it. We need a raise in order to make it.
AAA says nearly 6 million people will fly this week, and many of them will face weather trouble. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
It is late November, so it's probably too much to hope for that there'll be no winter weather anywhere over Thanksgiving. So the airlines are closely tracking the forecast, especially for that trek home, where we could see some disruptive weather in the east in particular.
Israel has continued to attack what it says are Hezbollah targets inside Lebanon, but there's been more talk about a possible ceasefire deal. CBS's Deborah Pata has more from East Jerusalem.
The Israeli media is reporting that there is indeed a deal. We could see it as early as tomorrow. But I need to add a cautionary note here. Remember, anything Netanyahu might agree to still has to be ratified by his cabinet. What that deal will look like is not clear, but that cabinet meeting takes place tomorrow.
Eric and Lyle Menendez are set for a virtual court appearance in Los Angeles in a couple of hours as a judge considers vacating their life sentences for killing their parents in 1989. The brothers have claimed that they were victims of sexual and psychological abuse. Their attorney, Mark Garagos, says compelling evidence came out after their sentencing.
There was a letter that was discovered that Eric had written to Andy, his cousin Andy Cato, which predates the homicides. That letter talks about the abuse and his fear of his father.
The hearing starts at about 2.5 hours, and at about the same time in Ocala, Florida, a white woman convicted of killing her black neighbor is due to be sentenced. Susan Lorenz shot and killed Ajika Owens through her door following a confrontation between Lorenz and Owens' children. This will certainly rain on Macy's parade. One of the retailer's employees is accused of hiding millions of dollars in creative and deceptive accounting.
Macy's is delaying the release of its fiscal third quarter earnings results after discovering an accounting-related issue involving more than $150 million. It dealt with small package delivery expenses between late 2021 and the beginning of this month. The company says the money was intentionally hidden by an employee. The retailer did say its third quarter sales fell more than 2%.
The Dow is up 381. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A fire destroyed the historic Meinhardt Mansion in Burlington Friday morning, with the homeowner arrested Saturday. Robert Stanton faces multiple charges, including negligent burning and resisting arrest. He's being held on a $15,000 bond. Former Racine County Sheriff's Deputy Preston Kite has been convicted of multiple felonies related to child sex crimes. The investigation started after an incident at a truck stop where Kite allegedly exposed himself while in uniform. Kenosha's Plan Commission has approved the annexation and rezoning of land for a new data center project. The unnamed company will be building west of the I and north of 142. It's about 6 miles south of Microsoft's data center complex in Racine County. Kenosha native and L.A. Dodgers second baseman Gavin Lux was honored in his hometown Saturday. Local officials gathered to celebrate the hometowner who recently won his second World Series ring. And the DNR's Deer Donation Program has been helping stock food pantries across Wisconsin for over 20 years. Hunters have donated more than 94,000 deer since its inception. If you or someone you know wants to donate, there's more on the DNR's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers get some revenge. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After losing in the playoffs three times to the 49ers under Matt LaFleur, the Packers beat them at Lambeau Field by a final score of 38-10 yesterday. Was it revenge? Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
It's huge. I mean, we talked about it all week. I mean, just the fact that they knocked us out, and the last time we played them, we lost. So we knew it was going to be a four-quarter fight. It feels good to be able to go out there and have a win like this. So, we're going to move past it now. But definitely feels good.
49ers tight end George Kittle.
It felt like they were on the field the entire first and part of the second quarter, so time possession was tough. I feel like it's something that I try to emphasize every single week. Like, hey, what are your goals of victory? Hold on to the ball, run the ball a ton, don't turn the ball over, and I don't think we did any of those three things tonight.
NBA, the Bucks are traveling to Florida. They play the Miami Heat tomorrow night. Tip-off time 6:30. The Bucks beat the Hornets in Milwaukee Saturday night, 125-119. The Bucks are 8-9 and have now won four in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Damp and dreary today. Patchy fog and light rain. Temperatures are falling to near 40, and overnight tonight, bottom out in the mid-20s. While there may be plenty of sunshine on tap tomorrow, highs struggle to get above freezing and reach the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Discussion on paint colors with your loved one, and he suggests let's just paint it black. He's either a Stones fan or he's not the one. Listen to WRJN local news, timeless hits like this one
from Radio Park to Racine.
Sorry, accidentally turned the song off.
And timeless.
All right, so you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna play some Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving tune. Thanks, Neil Diamond. WRJN with Jackie DeShannon for real this time.
Think of your fellow man. Lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart. And the world will be a better place. And
sugar in your coffee, perhaps, and a big Snicker bars, and you're pretty well set for a Monday, right?
Amen to that.
Yeah, Rich. Yeah, we should do Snicker Monday. every Monday.
And can we make that a thing?
Yeah. Well, it already is. I've got Snickers sitting in my
purse. Oh, you came prepared. Right, you're saying I didn't come prepared.
No, you didn't, but
yeah,
I'm always
prepared.
Yeah, I
didn't come prepared. I'm fully prepared
and
to admit that.
I wasn't even a Boy Scout or anything, and I'm always prepared when it comes to Snickers in my purse. I've always got it there. Or I've got it in my coat pocket from a year ago. Either way, any port in a storm when you're hungry. So we have something called Big Deals here at WRJN, where you can get up to 30% or more off any of our big deals that we offer just in time for Christmas,
yes.
I might add. Yeah, so here's Rich, or a.k.a. Santa Claus, tell you about big deals this week.
I've been dropping away a little bit of weight. So I probably dropped about 10 pounds over the weekend walking all around Naperville.
If I were Santa Claus, I wouldn't be admitting to any diet program. We don't want a skinny Santa.
There's nothing wrong with
here.
Santa having a six-pack. That's fine. Yes, sir.
There's nothing wrong with having a six-pack under the tree.
Perfect example of that. So
I'm from Iowa, so it's always PBR.
So perfect example of that. Tomorrow, we're going to be doing a big deal of the day with Blue River CrossFit in Racine. So instead of walking 15 miles around downtown Naperville all weekend like I did, It's good to have a structured, fun program to latch onto just in time for your New Year's resolutions. So the great thing about Blue River CrossFit, they are based on fitness, nutrition, accountability, and they have expert coaches there. They lead you through fun, challenging workouts. So what you want to do is you want to go to WRJN.com. You click on that big deals banner. You could purchase a $200 on-ramp program certificate. That's the starter program. That's to make sure that this is going to be the proper fit for you. Pay $100 for that gift certificate tomorrow only. And that's through WRJN Big Deals. Now, Wednesday.
Tomorrow only 50, right?
Tomorrow only 50% off. Right. So it's a $200 gift certificate for just $100.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Wednesday, we have Von Hassel Jewelers here in downtown Racine. So if you're looking to get jewelry for that special someone, this would be the time to do it. Why wait until Black Friday? Why wait until the weekend where the malls are going to be packed, the big stores are going to be packed? Why don't you support a local business like Von Hassel Jewelers? So you could purchase a $100 gift certificate on Wednesday for just $50.
That's really a good deal. Really a good deal.
Yes.
And your wife or your boyfriend or your husband doesn't have to know that you got a really great deal on it. They'll just think you're awesome.
They just think you're amazing and thoughtful.
So you can find those big deals right here on our website, WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals tab, which has been moved and is right there in
it's
your face.
It's a huge banner. And One last thing I want to mention. Next week, we have our Cyber Monday sale. We'll have more details as the week goes on as far as that goes. And then right after Cyber Monday, next Monday, we will start what we call the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. That'll be running from December 3rd through the 18th.
That's going to be really awesome. All righty, Rich, you're always a pleasure to have on the show. If you got some free time later, come on and say it all over again.
You got it.
All right, thank you.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin.
Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Congratulations on your state high school football championship from WRJN to everyone, the coaches and student athletes at St. Catharines High School. It was a great game, as Dick Rusefa called it.
And that's the ball game. The final score, St. Catharines 26, Baldwin Woodfield 22. St. Cats wins its second state title in football in 6 years.
And we were proud to carry the game here on WRJN. Keep listening for more high school sports as the basketball season gets underway. Dick Rusefa and DG Sports teaming up with WRJN for all the action this season. WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hobble has Rock and Roll Never Forget, Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend.
WRJN.
News, timeless hits, the Supremes, is Love Child on WRJN.
You think that I don't feel love, but what I feel for you is real love. In others' eyes, I see reflected, I hurt, scorned, rejected love, child. Never meant to be. Love child, born in poverty, love. so afraid that others knew I had no name. This love we're contemplating is worth the pain of waiting. We'll only end up hating the child we may be creating. Love time, never meant to be.
Local News and Timeless Hits are back on WRJ. And the Buckinghams is kind of a drag that that my last day is tomorrow here at WRJN. Not because I want to, and not because I'm getting fired, surprisingly, which usually is the reason tomorrow's my last day. I just found out they're going to, which actually did happen once. And I was actually going to quit 6 weeks before that and found out that they were the radio station I worked for at the time, Menominee Falls. Yeah, that's one hint. I heard that they were going to let me go. And I'm like, well, I can't quit now. I qualify for unemployment. So I just waited till they let me go. And then trotted on down. And they go, Cindy, what happened? Because they were used to me coming in for all the other radio stations that this happened to me. So there you go. Yeah, it was just one more. But here, I have another full-time job, and I had this full-time job, and the two full-time jobs together was awfully hard, and that's the only reason. But I'll be back on December 20th. Not that it matters to anybody, but maybe Rich LoCascio, because it's his birthday show. And then fill in for Don when and if he ever takes a vacation. I'm staring at him. Come on, go somewhere. And I can take over for you. But so I'll be back here and there. I'm not completely done. But the reason I'm bringing this up is only because, hey, if there's a song you want to hear, hey, today and tomorrow are the 2 days I can do it for you. I can hook you up with your favorite song at 262-634-WRJN. Now time for news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A fire on Friday morning destroyed the historic Meinhardt Mansion in Burlington. On Saturday, the homeowner was arrested. Robert Stanton faces charges including negligent handling of burning materials, unsafe burning of his own building, resisting arrest, and felony bail jumping. The cause of the fire remains under investigation as Stanton is held on a $15,000 bond in the Racine County Jail. A former aide at a Kenosha County elementary school appeared in court Friday pleading not guilty to 7 child sex crime offenses. The charges against Anna Marie Crocker include first-degree child sexual assault. She waived a preliminary hearing, allowing the case to proceed. She remains in custody on a $500,000 bond. The deer hunt is underway, and those looking to unload their extras have an option with the DNR. Lisa Hale has more about the deer donation program.
The program has been helping to stock food pantries across the state ahead of the holiday season for over 20 years. And hunters have donated over 94,000 deer since its inception. To donate a deer, hunters must field dress it, register it, and test it for chronic wasting disease. Then contact their local processor to ensure they have space.
The deadline for a Racine County photo contest is fast approaching. Submissions are due Wednesday in an effort from Educators Credit Union. They're looking to showcase the beauty of Racine County, with the winner having their image featured on the Educators Credit Card. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Damp and dreary today. Patchy fog and light rain. Temperatures are falling to near 40 and overnight tonight, bottom out in the mid-20s. While there may be plenty of sunshine on tap tomorrow, highs struggle to get above freezing and reach the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
WRJN.
Crystal clear ocean, to ride on the crest of a wild raging storm. To work in the service of life and the living, in search of the answers to questions unknown. To be part of the movement, part of the growing, part of beginning.
on Calypso by request for Tanya. I love that song too. I don't understand why that never became a famous drinking song. You know, like all the other drinking songs. You know, you sit in the bar at night and they're closing it up and somebody throws on John Denver Calypso. You know, they should.
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. Ooh, the mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadow of love? my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me now knowing what to do. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway, you seem better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away, slip away on you. Times I love best. I wonder if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living is just being satisfied with knowing I got no one left to blame. Every highway I got to see you, my old friend. Every highway you seen better days. The morning after blue. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Searching through the fragments of my dream-shattered sleep, wonder if the years have closed your mind. I guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free from the good old faithful feeling we once knew. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway, you've seen the better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Let me slip away on you. Every highway, I got to see you, my old friend. Every highway, you've seen better days, the morning after blue. Slip away on you.
Oh, I just love that one from Gordon Lightfoot on WRJN. There's actually a carefree highway. Too bad I never thought to take a picture of what's on that highway in Arizona on the way to Grand Canyons.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down.
I know it's kind of late. I hope I didn't wake you, but what I've got to say can't wait. I know you'd understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song.
Jim Croce's tune was, his songs were always written about a specific incident. In fact, that was written after a fight he had with his wife, and that's why he wrote that song. Isn't that cool? I'm Cindy Huber. Great to be with you on WRJN. They got a bonus edition of Uncle Dick's Picks. Today is Lobo, 12:15.
Shout only about you can even play them easy.
Jackson, but it's all right. And coming up, 12:05, the rest of the story from Bo Harvey, brought to us by Racine Disc Center. Go to racinediscenter.com. Visit their clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue in Racine. And you know why? Because they bring us Paul Harvey today at 12:05. Also got Stuart J. Waddles with local news, CBS National News, and Mike Clemens with sports, especially after watching all the football games yesterday. Wow. And now's the Tremolos.
Come now, and that it comes as no.